It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I move around a lot, and I've always wondered what it would be like to move into a place with a ghost.
Some people are
against it. Some people think it would be cool. I'm not sure. It kind of depends on what sort of ghost it is. I guess I'm what you would call, I'm ghost curious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not for it or against it. I'm just a ghost curious guy.
I'm willing to experiment.
Yeah, okay. I'm willing to experiment with a ghost.
I think that's wise, Jubal. I really do.
And Scott is on the phone today for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And there's a potential haunting going on at his place.
No.
Now he needs to make a phone call about it. What's up, Scott? How are you?
What's up, guys?
So you're ghost curious too, huh? Two ghost curious dudes meeting over the phone. Weird.
Yeah, man. I mean,
what we gonna do about that, Scott?
Well, I think I'm gonna tell you guys about this Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Yeah. And suddenly, Jubal is much more frightening than any ghost that could ever be living with you.
I was hoping more was gonna happen with us, Scott.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
No, buddy. Stop.
Talk about your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We already got to the awkward part, so let's continue.
Tell us why you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
So my wife is convinced that we have ghosts living in our house.
Oh, multiple ghosts, not just one?
Well, she has her theories. It kind of started a couple of weeks ago. She started noticing, like, weird stuff was happening around the house. It was, like, kind of small stuff, you know, but she's, like, an attention person. She works as an accountant, so it's, like, a lot of, like, details.
Right.
Oh, she pays attention. Okay. I thought you were saying she likes attention.
Yeah. She works. When she comes home, you know, she notices things, you know, like, things like the milk was in the freezer one day.
No, that's a big thing to notice, dude. That's not attention to detail. Nobody goes to their freezer and goes like, oh, there's the milk.
Oh, how did that just...
Didn't even realize it was there.
Yeah, well, she asked me about it. She's like, do you know anything about it? And I said no, because I didn't know anything about it.
So your ghost likes ice cream is what I'm hearing.
Yes. and stuff like that kind of has been happening around the house for a while now. Like, she'll hear footsteps in the house.
Ooh.
She'll hear, like, crunching sounds, you know, throughout the night. She'll hear, like, running water at, like, weird times.
What? And, wait, have you heard any of this, or is it just her that has, like, witnessed this ghost?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than just her hearing sounds, which is why I need to do this phone call.
You want to call the ghost.
No.
Have a seance.
Well, the thing is, she's been really wrapped up in this for a minute now because it's been happening. And now she's telling me she wants me to hire a priest, like, because she wants him to come to the house and, like, do, like a cleansing exorcism thing, you know?
Oh, don't do that. That's scary.
Why is that scary?
You've seen the movies? Those ghosts get angry at that. They get very mad when you bring priests in there. Yeah.
Dude, they have a ghost that likes chips and puts milk in the freezer.
That's what I'm
saying.
Why make that dude angry? Just give him some chips and let the guy chill and watch TV or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a little bit more complicated because I have been kind of hearing this stuff and I know that it's going on in the house, but that's because it's actually my brother.
What?
He's not dead, though. It's not a dead brother. It's just my real-life younger brother.
Wait, I don't get it. He's living at your house and your wife doesn't know?
So he got laid off a couple weeks ago, and I kind of let him stay in the attic of my house,
kind of
up there by himself.
And your wife has no idea?
Yeah, no, I didn't tell her.
Wait. Your brother?
Hold up. Why would you be hiding your younger brother in the attic? Why wouldn't you just tell your wife that he got laid off and needs a place to crash?
Yeah.
They don't have a very good relationship. It's really definitely his fault.
Why?
What did he do?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that he's done. He gave an awful toast at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, ban him for life.
Yeah, seriously. Don't allow anybody in your life that's not good at public speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a couple years back, we were kind of in a similar situation where he also kind of lost his job. So I let him stay at my house. And I told him, like, hey, like, you know, you're coming into my home. Like, my wife already isn't, like, a big fan of you. Just be super respectful. Like, be careful. And he wasn't. Like, he was just, like, a total slob.
Oh.
We let him stay in the guest bedroom, but we would find him just asleep on the couch all the time.
Mm.
So he's kind of a deadbeat brother in her opinion. In her opinion, though?
I mean, he is objectively kind of a deadbeat.
All right.
I mean, but I love him. And, you know, he just needs some help. And I'm his older brother. I feel responsible, you know, and doesn't really have anyone else to go to.
So what do you want to do? Wait, you want to call her and tell her that the ghost is actually your little brother, Hay, living in your attic?
Essentially, yeah, because, I mean, I don't know what to do at this point because she's so wrapped up into this whole ghost thing and she wants me to get a priest.
Yeah.
She's even said that she wants to, like, if the priest doesn't work, she said she wants to move. She wants to sell the house.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. You have your answer. Just let her think it's a ghost and then move and leave your brother in the attic for whoever else comes in. Crazy.
They can have their own ghost, too.
Oh, my God. Does your brother know about all of this that's going on?
I mean, I told him that I'm going to have to tell her and that this is all going to have to kind of come to some kind of conclusion. Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm calling you guys, because I figured maybe this will make it a little bit, I mean, I know it's called Awkward Tuesdays, but maybe it'll make it a little less awkward. I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, and then you can call your wife and tell her that you've been hiding your little brother in the attic, and she thinks it's a ghost, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Hang on. We'll do it next.